There is making headlines. President Arinde Ishamakos for immediate action to address sanitation challenges at higher learning institutions. Both suspects are charged in murder of Ellen Kamtumbe in Kalumbela district. Nigeria warns its citizens in South Africa to be cautious after March turns violent.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwate. President Arinde Ichitema's called for immediate action to address sanitation challenges affecting public higher learning institutions. The president held an emergency meeting with key stakeholders, key government ministries, and the University of Zambia management to tackle the issue. He directed the Ministry of Education, Health, Infrastructure, and Water Development and Sanitation to urgently review sanitation facilities in all public universities and colleges and provide actionable solutions. The head of state has also instructed the ministries to work with the Zambia National Service to fast-track interventions. Meanwhile, President Ichilema has directed the Ministry of Education and Water Management to resolve long-standing issues affecting lecturers and academic staff. He reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring a safe and supportive learning environment, stating that sanitation is critical to health, dignity, and overall well-being. And Wuza Head Communications and Marketing, Damasa Akechivale, says that the engagement with the student union is still ongoing over the matter.
We are doing a statement, and we should be able to share with you as soon as it is clear.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security says that it has made notable strides in digital transformation agenda, highlighting key initiatives such as the online passport application and payment system and digital identification under the Integrated National Registration Information System. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says that the digital ID system is designed to simplify identity verification for both Zambians and non-Zambians, improving access to critical services including finance, healthcare, and social protection. He adds that over 2 million people are currently registered in the INRIS database, with 1.3 million eligible for national IDs and 700,000 recorded under birth and death registration. Mr. Kalaluka further notes that government is working to integrate the system with land administration to strengthen title deed management, adding that digital ID is expected to enhance citizen participation in the national economy and support regional mobility.
This database has over 2 million people registered, of which 1.3 million are age 16 years and above for ID, and 700,000 for birth and death registration. Additional milestones include the ongoing recruitment to procurement of biometric registration kits, with 500 kits currently in stock. Enhancements to the INRIS platform, resulting in a fully developed digital ID card, and continued engagement with cooperating partners such as UNDP and UNICEF for technical and operational support.
12 suspects have been formally charged with the murder of Ellen Kamtumbe in the Kisasa area of Kalumbela district. Police spokesperson Godfrey Shari confirmed that those charged were among individuals previously apprehended in connection with the incident. He also revealed that 22 others have been charged with riotous behavior. Mr. Chilawi adds that the screening and identification process is ongoing. He stated that the number of arrests is expected to rise as investigations continue.
Update the public that 12 suspects have so far been positively identified and charged with murder, while 22 others have been charged with riotous conduct. The screening and identification process is ongoing. The total number of suspects currently in custody stands at 257. The number of arrests in the above stated offences may increase as investigations continue and more individuals are identified. We further wish to reiterate that investigations into the offences such as malicious damage to property and assault on police officers are ongoing.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed concern over the government's decision to lift the night travel ban on public service vehicles. CRAZ Executive Director Aaron Kamuti supports a 24-hour economy but prioritizes passenger safety over profits. He cited inadequate road infrastructure, including poor lighting and speed control, as major risks. Mr. Kamuti said fatigue among long-distance drivers is also highlighted as a hazard likely to increase nighttime accidents. It demanded for a 24-hour highway patrol and enforcement of relief drivers to ensure safety. Mr. Kamuti threatened to take action if measures are not taken to protect passengers.
While we support the transition to 24-hour economy, the security and lives of passengers must never be traded for profits. Partial lifting this ban without putting in place strict, comprehensive safety measures is highly premature. Our roads still lack proper lighting, visible markings, and adequate speed control infrastructure. Furthermore, fatigue among long-distance drivers means a massive hazard that will inevitably trigger a rise in fatal nighttime accidents.
Business.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Cleaners Association of Zambia has called on the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises to publicly account for its achievements over the past 4 years. Association President Lawrence Makombe says that the ministry plays a critical role in driving entrepreneurship and national development, but its impact must be clearly demonstrated through tangible results. Mr. Makombe has challenged the newly appointed minister to provide evidence of success stories, including the creation of financially empowered Zambians, entrepreneurs and millionaires. He has emphasized that Zambians want proof of real progress, not theories or unverified statistics. He further questioned the effectiveness of the government funding initiatives, urging the ministry to showcase visible beneficiaries whose businesses are thriving and creating jobs.
An enabling environment for business to thrive. That's why we've got banks and all those by indigenous Nigerians. Now when we come to Zambia, this is the only country where we are not proud of our own business people. And now with the creation of the Ministry of SME, we want the government to give to us what the deliverables for that ministry are against what they have been able to produce in the last 4 years. If they've got nothing to prove, then that ministry must be given back to the Ministry of Commerce. However, it is a very key industry. The technocrats must not disappoint.
We take a break. We do have more news after that.
A Bank of Zambia afuna kukumbusa anthu onse mdziko lili kuti nthawi yomwe anayika yogwisa ntchito ndalama zatsopano zakale pamodzi izatha pa 31 March chaka chino cha 2026. Mwainchi, anthu onse mukukumbutsidwa kuti ino ndiyo nthawi yosinthiratu ndalama zakale ngati mkali nazo tsiku la pa 31 March chaka chino cha 2026 ikalibe kutsama. Kuyamba pa tsiku la pa 1 April 2026, ndalama zakale zizasiya kugwira ntchito, kapena kuti zizatha kugwira ntchito ndipo sizaloledwa kulipirira chinthu china chilichonse. Osayembekeza kufikira nthawi yapothera, nthawi ndi ino. Pitani ku banki iliyonse kapena kuti commercial bank, kapenanso ku Natsef branch kuti mukasinthise ndalama zanu zakale. Kusintha nkwaulere simzalipira ayi.
Now, international news.
Nigeria's High Commission in South Africa urged its citizens they are to be cautious following an anti-illegal immigration protest in Eastern Cape, a province that turned violent. On Monday, activists were holding a peaceful march in the port city of Gokombo, formerly East London, but disorder erupted after a protester said he was attacked by a foreigner, prompting demonstrators to damage several vehicles and shops. The trouble came amid tensions over the recent installation of a Nigerian community leader in the city, who has a traditional title that can be translated as king of the Igbo people in East London. Some South Africans in the local area saw this as an attempt to grab political power. Xenophobic sentiments in South Africa has in recent years led to rounds of deadly violence. For more on this and other international stories, here is the BBC.
Israel's defense minister says the military will occupy a large area of southern Lebanon even after the end of the current war with Hezbollah. Israel Katz said all homes in